Construction of single-family houses fell again in August. By John Carney on September 21, 2021. Home builders in the U.S. broke ground on new projects at a faster-than-expected pace in August, although construction of single-family homes slowed for the second consecutive month. Many of the housing officials in the Biden administration regard single-family housing as detrimental to the climate and racial equity. They are developing plans to make it relatively more costly to maintain single-family zoning and construction new single-family homes compared with apartments and attached homes. Home builders started construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.62 million in August, a 3.9% increase from the previous month, the Census Bureau reported Tuesday. Economists had forecast a 1% gain from the preliminary July figure. Both June and July's figures were revised higher. Compared with a year ago, housing starts were up 17.4%. The growth in August came in the multifamily segment. Projects with five or more units jumped 21.6% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 530,000. The building of apartments and condos has been rising but has lagged behind single-family homes as S demand shifted away from city centers scourged by rising murders, closed shopping districts, anti-police rioting, and a rise in urban blight. The August pace, however, is the fastest since January 2020, which was the fastest pace since the mid-1980s. Compared with August 2020, multifamily starts are up 60%. The pace of single-family construction fell to an annual rate of 1.076 million from 1.107 million, a 2.8% decline. Building single-family homes exploded higher in the fall of 2020 but peaked in December of that year. It has since then been choppy month-to-month but at a higher level than pre-pandemic. Compared with August 2020, when the pandemic shift to suburbs was underway, single-family projects are up 5.2%. Permitting, which is a forward-looking indicator of expected demand for housing, jumped 6% from July, also driven by a rise in apartments and condos. As a share of total construction, single-family is now back to recent but pre-pandemic levels. Here's a very long-term chart of the market share of single-family house building.